Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And that's wonderful. Sam Cooke, same. Same opening. Change is going to come. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And pretty much of the same. Nothing has changed since yesterday. I have to keep on repeating certain things. I know a lot of people have a problem with repetition of necessary things. You know, if something was wrong and it affects you and you need to take action, because, you know, you may not be in pain. It may be something that you're not feeling biological pain. And in some cases, you may not be feeling mental depressed. However, the longer you take to pay attention with the issue, put you in danger. A danger that could definitely affect your liberty, then. Let's put it that way. It is something that could destroy your liberty. In one way or the other, you understand what your liberty is, your human liberty, and how your liberty can be affected, either in part or in whole. All right? This is just an analogy about repetition. Let's say you have someone who knows about the issue that affects you and also understands that the longer you take to address the problem, you are going to be affected. Let's say your liberty. Let's say it is something that has an expiration date for you to do something before an expiration, and you have been taking it for granted, and someone who knows is urging you to take care of it before the expiration. What if you fail to take action? Now, this person sees the expiration date is coming. And it's not only you that can be affected, you know. Others can be affected too if you allow this expiration date to run. Right? I mean, a lawyer who has a case to be filed, they have statute of limitation running on it, and therefore, you think the lawyer, if he knows the case he has is good, and he must file before the expiration, the statute run. You think he's going to sit there and not file a case? All right. So if he negligently allowed the statute to run on a case that he has taken to manage, to prosecute, he's going to be in serious trouble, right? Yes, he surely will. That's the thing now about reputation. If the secretary began to remind him about, you know, filing work on it and get it on the record, and he continues to he continues to delay until the time runs. And keep on reminding him before it runs that, hey, the time is passing, and for whatever reason, the lawyer is sitting on his neglect to do it expeditiously when time comes. Time is against him. He need to give it some expediency. Still sit on his negligence and did not file the case. All right, so that's a bad thing. That's a negative thing. So where the chip fall, there it lay. He might have to pay some good money for his negligence. You see what I mean? All right, so person who would remind the lawyer all the time that, you know, you have to do it until he's like annoyed. He don't even behave like he wants to be reminded. Okay? So think about repetition that is necessary and it is neglected. The same, well, there are some other what we call repetition that it's not a person is causing the repetition. It's nature is repeating things to you. Right? Nature repeat your date of birth every time. And when you turn old, get to certain age, like say you're 35 and going up to 40, you know, every year your birth month comes up. And if you have certain things that you have to renew upon the day of the year, in the month and in the week you're supposed to, you are being reminded, because you know when you yourself know, all right, you are, you know, 45 years today. And if there is something for you to do important, that you do it on that date. Well, you are being reminded. You know, from your drop into that month and into the week, you are being reminded, you're drawing near to the date. So is everything else. Whether it is somebody reminding you or it's nature reminding you, and you need to do it for your own good. If somebody is reminding you to the countdown and you don't, you know, it's like you're annoyed at them reminding you, like you stupid. But the thing is, they are reminding you, let's say, they have an interest in you doing it because they may be affected when you don't. And even if they don't look at it like they are affected, they know that you are going to be affected, if you can put it like that too. So repetition, whether you like it or not, certain repetition is necessary and needful. You need not be annoyed, right? So whilst you are thinking that repetition is annoying and like you don't know what to talk about, you know, so you just keep on talking about the same thing. Well, I'll stipulate that some repetitions are fruitless. If it doesn't have the cause worth reminding of, well, what's the use? Somebody keep on repeating something that don't make much of any sense. All right? So put that aside, that's not what I am talking about. And repetition in senseless ways, unfruitful, is not warranted. However, it remains that we have to respect repetitions that are absolutely important, right? Reminders that are timely and appropriate. You needless say, you don't want to hear this thing repeated all the time. You don't say that. All right. The reason why I started off saying this is the fact that I'll come on, and I'm talking about history, and I'm talking about historic historic reminder of certain things, and reminder comes from different ways. The thing is, of necessary reminders, let's say in a historic sense, some people are not aware of the issue that affects them. And therefore, they may have something else in mind. And what they have in mind, let them feel like, okay, they don't have to think about that. It's going to catch up with them, though. It may catch up with them and run gone ahead of them, and they don't give a darn. And leave them in a situation, had they been paying attention, they could have fixed themselves and don't have a problem. Well, what do I have in mind? I have in mind something that affects the African people, who white people seem not to know the right identity. Hybrid people, the ethnic hybrid people. You know, I think some white people may know, and I think a lot of them do not know the right identity of the African people. That I feel and think sure about. All right, so I want to bring to you an issue that affects the African ethnic people. We who are living in the white people modern time is not for African hybrid ethnic people. And who are the ethnic people? That is another problem. And you know why African hybrid people are not many, I seem like more of us than not, are not concerned, because we are born in the white people modern time. And these white people have taken over control over the modern time. The reason why we ethnic people, and I want you to know that I have 100%, if I could make it more, I would, but it's not necessary. 100% for what I'm saying, because it affects me. I have been affected by this issue that I am talking about. So I'm not just pointing finger at others, okay? The hybrid people, ethnic people, and there's a reason why we talk about ethnicity. Ethnicity doesn't belong in civilized history. It doesn't belong to white people. And why it doesn't belong to white people is that in world history, white people are excluded from civilization. Now, you may start sweating when you hear that. But think of what I am saying about repetition, and people who probably don't bother listen to me and, you know, I've listened in the past, but it's like they feel like I am stuck and like talking about the same thing all the time. But what did they gather from what they used to hear me say? And did I ever talk about issues that affected me in the past? And that elements of the issues that I talk about in the past still affect me in big, 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 big way. Because what? I began to read World History textbooks and find out about our origin and why Europeans are not like us. They are the earliest version of humanity. We are not. The African hybrid people are not. They have for their origin. We do not. Okay? I am talking about it and been talking about it because I am assured that the World History textbook is not lying, because the facts talking about interference with the World History textbook, because there is interference, and I could explain that. I don't want to muddy up what I'm saying, so I'm telling you straight here. This portion of it, that the World History textbook is not a fictional book, and it's not every kind of non-fiction book. It is a special book. It tells us record of the past. So, that is how I get to find out that white people are not the full human being, not the fully developed human being. They stop right at Homo erectus. That today, we don't have any more of those hominid species alive. But we have some of their offspring still alive. We, the second species offspring, have nothing to do with their blood. But the form and the structure of humanity, that we have in common. To at least respect each other. But we are not, to interbreed with each other. That's the history. And the history carries information that we, wise sapien, we are not homosexual. Don't prefix us with homo. Homo belong to the hominids, the ape-like humans from millions of years ago. I'm serious about this, because the distinction between us is serious, and we are not in the know. We are oblivious to what I am saying.
I'm saying it because things happen long before we come along here. Our ancestors came along, let's say going back like about 250,000 years ago. That's our ancestors, our first ancestor, wise sapien. While the white people, earliest ancestor, is the hominid, the ape. Okay? So that's what the world history says. Now, truth, you know, you don't have anywhere going, but stop right at what I say there. Because you probably didn't know. If you did know, that's, well, it's school rhymes. You understand that I'm speaking from the authority, and you don't have any greater authority than this. And if I am speaking the truth, this book is sitting in front of me, and I tell you what, this book is not jumping up and down in front of me. Ever since it was bound and put together, this book keep its composure. It doesn't do anything. You have to turn the pages to read it. Now, if we are here and living contrary to what the history says, do you think there's a problem with that? Of course there's a problem with that. Because just as people recognize their family tree, right? People recognize their family tree. They recognize their family tree. Yes. As they follow, consult their family tree. Your family tree is important, right? Of course. However, when we talk about family tree here, it's usually like if you're African and you're in the West or in the East, you want to know your family tree, which part of Africa you come from and all that. You know, that stops short of the first species where you come from. You know, you'll find out about some people, you know, who live in that location in Africa and, you know, the common names of that location. However, now you have to go further into the historical thing to touch the ultimate subject matter of who is your species, because you only have one species that you come from, not two. That species that began, like I said, 250,000 years ago, and point out that the history makes it very clear of the distinction between 250,000 years ago when the wise sapien species came about in Africa, different from 3 to 4 million years ago when the hominid came about in Africa. And you will understand the difference, the taxonomic difference between these two species, and then their copious subgroup that they engender, and why with that time apart from each other is easy for us to understand, the difference between the species and why it's understandable that we are not belonging to each other in blood. So therefore, we have need to know that simple difference. When I say simple difference, I don't mean when it comes to intermingling. I mean that the distance between the two species coming onto existence makes it simple to be aware, to know. You know, because it's not like they originate simultaneously. You know, then that would not be as simple to, let's say, even to some people then. So what I'm trying to say to you is where we are in time right now, people will think that I am repetitious. It's like one of the problems is a lot of people don't understand distinction. Because if you tell someone, make a right, okay, right here at this crossing, make a right, you know, isn't that different from saying make a left? It's not confusing, no. So you will appreciate that you are not confused and you are to make a right turn. What it is to be content with being born and know that, oh, there is a world around you and many countries exist on planet Earth and stuff like that. But you don't know anything in particular about yourself. How about that? you don't know much. I mean, you know more than a donkey. I mean, and even say a donkey, you know. Donkey know about themselves, but as far as civilized, you know, peculiarity is, we don't bring the donkey up here. Right? Even though donkey know his own class, our group, right? When we talk about, and the donkey know the difference between it and, you know, others, even if they look like the donkey and maybe, you know, maybe a subgroup of donkey that spread out and have differences. Yeah. However, we are the civilized race. We don't come from the animal-like species, the wise sapien. Because the world is a textbook. Make it clear that we ethnic people are wise. It doesn't, not even one time, call hominid wise. It does not. It called them apes, southern apes. Southern apes is controlling the world right now. You tell me why. I'm talking about this, you know, frequently, but I don't repeat the same thing every day. I'm making distinction as I go. And ever I say, I never say that we are all from the same species or that we belong to, you know, six different species and all them kind of things. I never say that. Every day I hold it in the you know, I hold it in the same context and deliver it so that everybody will get to know that, oh, really? You see, white people who look like human being and talk like human being, right? But I'm making it clear that European people leave Africa before even the gods came to earth. And before our species came up into Africa, the hominid of Africa that makes stone tools, they go up into Africa. That's why now I'm telling you, if you don't know what happened to the hominid, the first ancestors or ancestor of the white people, if you don't know what they went through when they leave Africa 1.5 million years ago to where you see them here today, if you don't know the history about them, that is into this World History textbook, National Geographic, that I have in front of me right now. If you don't know it, you're an idiot. Because they're ruling the ethnic people, and the ethnic people don't know why. And many of them don't care, because most of us are church-believing, supportive people. And we think church, you know, has saving grace and salvation. And I can prove to you, you may be too damaged in your cerebrum and cerebellum to even begin to realize what I am saying. Really? Really? Because I were to go to Jamaica now and begin to talk and say these kind of stuff, I mean, who want to hear what I'm saying? Because guess what? The incident that caused humanity to be in the state it's in, it happened, let's say, a good 100,000 years ago. But consider this, we were created 200,000 years ago in South Africa. So when something happened all that long time, of the kind of beings like these hominid, Homo erectus, and the things that they do to us, and as it were, walk over what they did many times, enjoying themselves, and we don't know what they did. We don't know what they did. And I can tell you something, a tangible thing that happened. The difference between the hominid, the first ancestor of these white people, they were created mute. They don't talk. They don't have no larynx or none of that thing there in their throat. They never spoke for 3.5 to 4 million years. Couldn't talk. So if you think that they developed speech and began to talk and they gradually wear out naturally their monkey, if you think they go to you know, development that change all of that, I can tell you that when they were leaving Africa to Europe, they remained the same in that sense. They were still ape-like, walking upright human, and can only make stone tools. This, I must tell you, so you know the difference of what I'm saying, so that you don't continue to think that I'm just repeating myself and not seeing the difference between you and white people. So we grow up with the Bible and all of the textbooks in college, university, and stuff like that. And we don't know the simple truth in the world history textbook record of the past, and you and I not excluded from the difference between history that separates we ethnic people and white people. They are called modern humans, and there is a reason for that. So anytime you hear them throwing around the word or the term modern time, you don't know why. I read, I know why, and I'm talking every day. I'm talking variety of different historic things. But you just think that, oh, he's talking about history. I don't know. Because you're hearing all of the white people, them modern issues that they put down in the Bible and make you think about Jesus, and Jesus died on the cross. None of those things ever happened, not even 1 minute, any time in the human history. Those things never happen. And it is shocking and frightening to understand that is a fact. But what do those things mean to us? That's the thing. Is it important to us? I mean, it is important, of course, because there is a dimension of purpose in life. But all of us can drop dead boop right now and nothing would happen after that. So life is important whilst we are alive, not after we are dead. You see what I mean? The point is this. If someone take control of your life, and sometimes the taking care of your life is that people tell you things that influence your belief and conviction and lead you astray. People can do that. It is happening almost every day. You know, if you take a few swallow of liquor, you know, strong drink, and, you know, it doesn't go very long before you cannot hold your thoughts together. And you may not walk in a straight line because, guess what? Your mind changes. The coherency that allows you to keep your coherent thought in your mind and behave accordingly. Once it is damaged, well, you damage it by you drinking too much. And a lot of other things can cause your mind, your brain, to be damaged. Maybe from birth, could be something that happened after you were born, and stuff like that. Right? You can be careless and cause your mind to misfunction. To be dysfunctional. You must stay sober in order for your mind to work properly. So, I am saying to you, what has happened in the world happened so long, so we here come from 100 200,000 years ago, we come from a civilized beginning. Do not come from a civilized beginning. And the way they are functioning now, like human, like civilized human beings. If you don't pay attention, you will always think that white people are civilized human beings. But you couldn't prove that to me. You can't prove that to me. I mean, you know, I can talk about you can't prove it to other people, but right now I don't have to bother go there because sufficiency is in what I am saying. And why it is sufficiency. It's not because I am talking like I am a know-it-all or not like that. It is because solely I know that it is not true. They are not civilized people. White people are not civilized people. It doesn't matter what they are doing like they are civilized human beings. But they are not, because your brain, in order for you to be civilized, you have to be an hybrid human to begin with, because in the history textbook, the first humanoid southern ape human, they were not originated civilized. And they live, let's say, 2 million years. And what I'm telling you because of the context of what is written. Is what it says. So, I'm telling you, according to the history, they evolve. Doesn't say that any God create them like Adam and Eve. Does not. We have a history that tells us about Adam and Eve. It does not include white people in history. You thought so. Now they make up a Bible and include themselves. Okay? Themselves with us in their Bible, the Bible that they write, not the history that is written civilly. I mean, you have a lot to learn from World History textbook. But I tell you what, since these white people come and say they are ruling the world, we don't have a pure World History textbook. However, though, they have to ride on the back of civilization, these white people. And that's what you see they are doing. A whole lot of things in the World History textbook to make you see exactly what I'm saying, but you won't know unless you read it. I didn't read World History textbook first half a century of my life. Right? And since I'm reading it, and because I didn't turn all that a fool when I started to read and understand, and nobody told me this. Clearly, they were Christians. And I have brothers and sisters that read and read, you know, they go, you know, they get, let's say, higher schooling than me and have good certificate of education beyond me. But the little education that I have didn't go further than adult high school. So I am not even a well educated high school, because most of what I learned was only on fourth grade level before that. All right. But serious reading and know what you read, that portion that I have read and still reading. I stay in my level of education. Everybody who go and excel to higher learning, you know, above me, they have to start from down where I still am reading. They have to start from down here and go up to where, you know, I mean, they'll dazzle me with their, you know, their knowledge in certain things, right? But I'm into history now, okay? And I know that I don't need to be worried about anybody that is more educated than me, because I don't go over my level of reading comprehension. And I will never, like, talk like, oh, I am above them or nothing like that. No, I am telling you the right way that I know is the truth, and where my mind is, and what my attitude towards everything I am saying, my friends. The point is, you know, we all walk on 2 feet. You see what I mean? And we have 2 eyes, and we have an inner eye. We have the mind. We have the brain. We come from hybridization. Okay? Like I said, we are different from white people. The amount of dynamics that separate African ethnic people from white people don't deserve of us being ruled over by white people. It doesn't make any sense. When you read what happened in history with these white people, hominids, Homo erectus, who are out there talking all sorts of crab walk nonsense. Well, we fall behind because of reason. Reason annotated in the World History textbook. Why African people are ruled over by homosexuals. Don't bet that is right, what I tell you. But you don't care, because these white people teach us to, you know, just to work and get a paycheck. And they set up the whole thing, this, what they call this new world order, AD and Adamany, for you to live like that. Pornography, when you go into the store, and you see the magazines in the shopping, you know, right as you're coming out to the cash register, you see all these magazines in there with the stars, them and stuff like that. Who make up this society? The white people. And you don't even know, you don't have any idea where they're coming from with it. Right? So if you don't feel your knee jerking when I'm telling you that is in the World History textbook, well, you will take comfort in praise, thanking Jesus and blah, 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 Adam and Eve in a garden and stuff like that. Those things don't exist now. Those things don't exist. The Bible and Adam and Eve in the garden. These white people, remember, they couldn't read. They never know nothing over millions of years. And if they did not come into contact with the African hybrid ethnic people, they wouldn't talk. Okay? They wouldn't talk. They would still be making stone tools. This is what I got to say. If you want to think that I am repeating and I'm repetitious, what do I repeat that not worthy of repetition? call me and tell me. Call me and tell me. Because I shouldn't have to bear the burden of people telling me that I repeat myself too much. And you don't tell the sun that it comes up too often. It's repetitious. You don't tell the sun that. You don't tell the moon that. Because you make an exception to those things that, you know, you're not talking about that. You're not talking about that. You're talking about me. You're talking about me. So, and there are more things, again, if I say, you're going to discount it. Because if I talk about what is the difference between the past and the present, you don't want to talk about that either. Because if you talk about what constitute the past and the present, you will faint. I mean, maybe before you even get the observation right. Do you know what causes the past and what causes the present? Do you know that? There's so many things that we think we know because the white people teach us so. From you going to school, you know what I mean? We grow up into the world that they created. But I read a few years ago, it's on the internet. I read about, you know, good and bad on the internet, right? So you have to pick out the good things on the internet, all right? Well, this one is, I'm reading about some people a few years ago, you know, whereas I wasn't reading a world history textbook. I didn't know much about the things that I'm saying today. And I want you to know that I read about people in the world that are changing the civilized way of life. So what kind of people was close for me to recognize doing that? It's like Alexander the Great and people like Constantine the First, you know, and the poor people there. I was reading about that and had no clue. But I was stunned, amazed that there can be people on planet Earth doing something like that. But I come to realize what I read back then to be true, as far-fetched as it was. Yeah, they have. I mean, because homosexuality is in the Bible as a nasty, uncivilized character. We're a whole city trang a man named Lot. Trang his house because they saw two men on whatever that environment was. It seemed like it was very strange, and too strange for me to think this part of the story is true. Because who write the Bible, a Bible that is not certified by no one at all, not even Billy Graham? Did you know that the Bible is not certified by any academic person? And you probably think that it doesn't need to, because what you believe in the Holy Spirit and God, which the Bible doesn't have a creation story. And you think that Genesis creation story is a story by a spirit God. None of those things are true. None is true. Because the Bible cannot be a history of the past when it's not certified by an academic person. How could that happen? It cannot happen. Based upon how civilization in the world perform, how it exists, you can't have a world-renowned book that is not certified by any intelligent academic, professional then. None of the people who are renowned for preaching what the Bible says, not one of them, after they preach and understand thoroughly what they are saying, never offer to signature and affirm that what the Bible say in Genesis creation story, chapter 1, 2, and 3 especially. None of them sign and say, yes, it is true. You mean none of them ever research to know if Eve in a garden is true? None of them. And why is it they cannot put name and places of those things that they are writing in the creation story on a garden? Why they can only say the garden was, they can describe what the garden looked like, but they can't tell you where the garden is. You know, now I realize, you know what? The story in the Bible about Adam and Eve, now I know where it comes from, to do with what happened in history. So I get connection to find out how the Bible came to be written. But even before I found out, I was seeing something. And what I was seeing is, I learned that these white people, how they come to read. All right, first, how they come to speak, interbreed, forced interbreeding, violent interbreeding. That's why, you know, they, force rape the African species, the two subgroup. That's what they did. You know, I might as well just tell you. So when they began to read now and come around and swarm around the African people, they learn a lot. They learn to read. And they learn skills. I mean, just like we do, because you see, they were a form of humans, right? And once they come and mix their blood with ours, our brain gone off the frequency that it was, because their blood it does not complement our blood. Their blood diminish our blood, because the reason why we talk and have all this education and smart, it is because the DNA of the God created us civilized human beings. It's not anything else. You read about all of the subgroup, hominid subgroups. They never talked. None of them ever talked. They died and extinct. And the only species that survived is the wise sapien. And today, if you read good, you will find out that white people call themselves modern people because they go through the interbreeding with us. They talk because they mingle with our blood. These white people here, they screw up our Neanderthals and they lose their monkey face. That's what is in history. That is what is in history. So their calculation and all these whole bunch of wonders that you see they do, That's where they get education from. And you read the book that tells you about civilization. They were never a part of civilization. So, see them on the scene only 509 BC. That's where you begin to see them. I mean, doing political things. What happened before? They spent, you know, over 100,000 years getting education and learning all sorts of things from the civilized people. And then they know now that, oh, if we are not ahead of them, they are going to, they know that, look, they cannot mingle with us because they are homosexuals. This is what is causing the big problem in the world. These white people, they are, whether or not you think some of them may not, you know, fuck ass and stuff like that, but they come from the same culture. They come from the same culture. And they have like 2,600 years to start, you know, I mean, behaving like they are humans. That's what they're doing. 100,000 years ago, they were not wearing cotton clothes or nothing like that. The gods brought all of these civilized things to earth and give it to us. That's what is in history. But they have been able to shuffle our educational system and stuff like that and call themselves by all kind of different names and stuff. They have that smart. They got it. You see, the blood that they mingle with us, we turn fool, but they turn wiser than they were. So they read and know our history. That's where you get the Bible from. Because I used to see a lot of things that the Bible is talking about. It is history. That's what you see when you read history. So the Bible just come here, I'd say, 1,700 years ago. But history's been there, let's say, our history, like, I mean, from 200,000 years ago. You see, and you talk about the hawk and stuff like that. Where you think the white people them get it from in the Bible? It's our history, but they don't tell you that they get it from history. They tell you about is there this slack fucking God of the Bible. You see, they say, is that God, a spirit God? You can never affirm nothing off of that. You see what I mean? Because they're talking about a damn foolish fucking spirit. That's what they're talking about in the Bible. Now, those kind of words or adjectives that I'm talking here, you don't need to be concerned with that because it's just true. It's a fact. You see, what you have in the Bible must not be praised. I mean, when it comes to Abraham and Adam and Eve in a garden, you don't praise those things because they are not true. You see, and they are writing it because they read real history. You see, prehistory. They know, and that, you know, but they want a sodomite world. That's what they want. You see, so right now, me don't read no more than GD, right? Yeah, that's right. I don't read no further than GD. But don't tell me that a GD person, clean mind, cannot read history and read the Bible and figure out what I am saying. It's not no big deal. The point is, what must we do when we find out the real truth? Allow these faggots to rule with our integrity, sitting on our integrity, and we don't know or we cannot take charge, taking something from us that was given to us. When was it given to us? First of all, the hybridization of the gods make us hear. We are heir and joint heirs with the things that the gods left here for us, because it's scattered all over the planet, the things that they done, and leave it here. It's not for these fucking white people, them, to come and talk about they have A, B, and Adam. Now, they're making law for themselves and govern us with it. And you don't hear, because Gavi said nothing about it. You don't hear Farrakhan say nothing about it. You don't hear King, Martin Luther King. You don't hear him say nothing. They can't really say anything because their mind, their cerebrum, need to clean up. If it can clean up. And why it need to clean up. And why I know it's not clean up. Because they're all in the church. I was in the church. And I didn't know anything until I started to read. I started to read. And my brain was clean enough and receptive enough to what I am reading. And then I was sane enough to now respect the message of history. And it's the reason why I'm able to talk to you this way. Right? So now, with all of the high education in the world today, the gods are the ones who brought everything here. Our first ancestor, the Adam, that species, that came from wise sapien. That's where our earthly portion came from. So Adam is a subgroup member in that creation. It is said the creator gave Adam wide knowledge. Everything that civilized today came from our creation, and from there we get added instruction to develop. These white people, you need to know where they come from. You need to know that they have no authority at all, irrelevant when it comes to civilization. If you don't want to be affected by words when you read them, well, just read and believe what you believe. Just read and believe what you're reading. And you will never know the energy in the world that tells us what we are, impaired. We are made impaired not to see. But if you start read and be serious with what you're reading and don't care about anything else but what you're reading, and if you think what you're reading is you're reading the fact, you're reading something that you need to digest and to allow the energy to rebuild your mind that has been destroyed. Reading the truth, and if you're interested in the truth, you can be purged. Ain't nobody in it with you. It has to be you. But if you're reading sincerely to know the truth, you want knowledge. You don't want belief. Because you believe, you still don't know what you're thinking. And therefore, this is what I am thinking. When we talk about repetition, and you don't know, you still don't know. You're still full up of yourself, where the white people put into the world before you came. And you came, and that's all, you suck it out of your mother's breast milk. Who did not know what happened. I never go through a process to learn about what happened. And you go to school, and what did they teach you in school? Let's say when you just begin school, they teach you about animals like goat and frog and chicken and stuff like that. Because these white people will never be civilized. They will always be homosexuals. Okay? And you probably question that. But why should you question that? Are we ever going to be changed from being ethnic people? No, even if you adopt some of these white people, sodomite, you know, I mean, fucking, I mean, it will never change who you were born as. So if your mind is polluted, that's what happened. You know, I mean, does that change who you really, where you're from? It don't change where you're from and your earliest ancestors. Spoil and gone and what? You will be spoiled forever. Yeah, like a mango that was nice and juicy and sweet, but then it get whole. Nobody no heat it and no make use of it. That's what will happen. You see what I mean? So if you want to be who you are from your earliest ancestors, then you will have to get the knowledge of that. Because these white people set up a world with church and all kind of fangandangas and Christmas. It totally alienates us from knowing. And especially when we grow up as children, Christmas and stuff like that, our cerebellum, is infected with a lot of virus that is mostly affecting you by things you see people do and things they say, and especially from the home where it was Bible and prayer meeting and all them kind of thing that. And by the time your mind is so corroded, you're only good for the church. You know, because belief is never going to show you knowledge of who you are. No real civilized revelation is not going to come to change you. Because your mind is badly infected and you just only want Jesus. How sweet the name of Jesus sound in a believer's ears. So that you will never discover that these white people go out and begin to invade our territory and take control of our settlements. You won't know that. And when you read about Palestine, you won't know when you read about Caesar Augustus, you won't know that these are faggots, homosexual. When you read about Herod, and about Herod the king, there is no Herod king, okay? They write those things to really baffle us. We don't know. But listen, the point is, for us to read a Bible about, like Isaiah 53, for he was wounded for our transgression and our who art believer report unto whom is the harm of the Lord. When we read those things, these white people know when they write those stuff, we are so infected. Our brain is so infected to not accept or to envision that what they are writing is foolishness. I mean, the amount of foolishness is in the Bible, like talking serpents and all kind of thing, and God a lie about you will die and then come back and say, oh, no, they are wise as us now and all. All the foolishness that's in the Bible, we can't say it. All the foolishness that God, the things he created over 6 days and say it was good. Now, I can tell you that when I read that and I see that, wait, oh, God say all of these things are good. Adam and Eve good and stuff like that. And they don't run no long time. Maybe a few days before the talking serpent comes. God never said nothing to them or warning, only about don't eat of the fruit, don't touch it. And what fruit? All those branga, whole bunch of, things that doesn't make any kind of sense, but it contradicts what God said, that they were good. How these people go into error so quick? Now, the fact that they are writing the Bible and talk about God gave them dominion over all things. They are writing off history. These faggot white people never spoke anything, and they spent hundreds of thousands of years around African people before they come to what they are here today. Until they got us to be conditioned to accept the things that they brought about. You can see why white people are so, turn out to be so clever, because they have spent a lot of hate-like time not talking, but they have perception. They have all kind of stuff, like animals. No, they can't talk. Oh! No, you can understand why they are who they are. You know, they were not just apes, but they were human apes. And this is what happened. The process that they go through, that they are now looking like humans and talking like humans and take everything from us and fix themselves up. Now, we are no different from them now, right? Except they are sodomites. And they don't have any problem killing us and do all kind of stuff, right? You don't see they don't, I mean, the amount, just think about how many African people they kill. And we don't lament about that. We think it's all right for them to kill us, don't you see? That's what happened. We are conditioned to them like now they are gods. You know that they call themselves gods now, you know? Yeah, they tell the most daring lies when it comes to who they are versus us. Oh, no, they are children of the Most High. I mean, I'm not even saying that right. These white people now created a new world, make their own laws, and say we must be ruled over by their laws. What happened to the laws of Hammurabi and Hernamu, the king's law in civilization? That's ours. It's not theirs. But we are so blind that we cannot do anything to these people, not because they have any real intellectual understanding or knowledge to be in the position that they are in, but is we are unable to move them using our civilized knowledge. We are down, and we will be down. We get to see what's going on. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. You know, it's a long time I have had anybody call in and want to have a conversation. So, you know, I have to do the good work, because this is a massive work. One that I am very privileged, because I know I grow up ignorant from a child in church. So it has to be something so good that I would have to take a lot of time to express myself about this, but I'm overjoyed that I can read and understand as much as I do, whereas I know all along I walk in the dark and grope against the wall. Right? Well, let me see who is going to tell me I owe Uncle Sam some money and that the IRS, I owe the IRS. Because that's not true. These fucking white people, the Rothschild and Goldberg and all of them, you know, they are spinning a wheel, a false fucking ass wheel, A.D. and Adamani wheel, the law with them make, and don't know that if they're going to make law, it's for themselves, not us, because we are under government long before they come about and talking, or under kingship government that represents civilization. These fucking ass white people that want us, well, you know, I mean, that they have us convinced that the church is a good thing, and they make a Jesus. My gosh, there is nothing at all that is real about Jesus Christ. Nothing. And you don't need to do anything besides read properly to find out. Say, nothing occur in our history to bring a Jesus by a virgin. But first of all, that God begot us a son. No, this, you can't find anything in history to say any God have any son. And if you find yourself that you have to believe in a Bible God, same Bible God that they themselves write and say, that God tell them to come and kill us and take what we have. Okay? All these things are not true, and it only takes us to read for knowledge. Read for knowledge, not to believe. Because believe is a very independent thing and an energy that you invoke when you want to believe anything. You never have any obligation to believe anything unless you want to. But why would you believe in something that you don't know and act as though you know? That's what the Bible is all about, by these sodomite white people. You see? I mean, why should it be difficult for us to discover that these things are not true? Our history is record of the past, not a Bible. And when you feel like you must be inspired and have a spirit from God, listen, even the Bible itself had discovered, say, this. In the book of Jeremiah, 31, it tells you that the time would come when God would no longer use any prophets to speak to people, but that God himself will our heart and will teach us all things. And you even read in the New Testament, he said the same thing. But we are reading things that should mean something to us, and it doesn't mean anything to us. And so, yes, First Epistle of John 2:27 says, if the Spirit of God be in you, it will teach you the truth and teach you no lie, that you need not man to teach you. So, every day, you get up and you go to church, and people like, you know, these black people now who are drafted into the church, and we believe the Jerusalem story of Caesar Augustus and all these old bunch of, you know, I mean, these terrorist type of a mentality stuff. We are into Jesus. We are only into Jesus because the infection of these white people blood destroy our brain. Because why are we believing in a story where you're reading that they come and they invade us? Right? And they were killing us for 4 years, especially from, you know, I mean, sitting on about 37 years that prior, you see, because they come up now with AD 66, they started the war, right? And they've been fighting all along, trying to, I mean, remove our people, okay? And you don't have Africa or no help from Africa to beat out these folks. So, no, that is telling you a lot. That no, you don't see Africa come to help African in distress. No. From 2,600 years ago, you could notice that Africa no longer care for African people. And all of the war that is these white people are fighting, the reason why Africa don't exercise no power at all is because they are the ones that gave these white people military and wealth to do what they are doing. You may be shocked. And you should be shocked. Because you know what? When I read the history and see exactly what transpired from this point to this point, and Africa is the government in the world, there was none other, and Africa don't do anything, I see the connection. I saw the connection. These people are talking now for over hundreds of thousands of years, and now the whole thing happened with us, okay? And turn out with these white people. They turn out to become rulers, and they are sodomites, and they get Africa to sit down one side and give them what they want, and Africa don't say a word. So they can kill Saddam. They can kill anybody with the AD and Adamani. It's not kingship government them working for. They're working for sodomites because they think now they're mighty enough to make their own government and push us outside of the realm of civilization. This is what happened. The only thing we have to rescue us is to gain knowledge. It's not to believe in no Jesus, because Jesus never exists at all. They invent Jesus. They invent the Bible with prophets and all kinds of things. There's hardly anything in the Bible you can find that coincide with prehistory. You see what I mean? And if you see anything in there, it's like things are written in there that you can tell the difference between Bible and civilization. There are some places in the Bible, it seems like it's disguised, but there are things in places in the Bible. But you cannot put those things equal with Genesis creation story, because that is the leading piece of error we believe in the Bible, Genesis creation story. It's not a creation story, right? It's not. And the only thing that is going to move these white people is when we get sense, when we get knowledge of the history that is right here in the World History textbook, in the Sumerian history, the codes of civilization by kings. You know, I mean, clearly, if we can just see it, just like I am talking about it right now, now, you think that people would swarm to hear what I'm saying? No. No. And for the time that I have been talking, and there are some people who can make some sense of what I say, but they can't go to the depth of it. Because this is something that is very deep and in on certain level, it's really going to take a lot of mental acumen to digest this host of nonsense. It's difficult. Because I remember as a boy, I'm just, you know, going to school and, you know, and just looking like, just don't know what the world is like. So, for people who think that I'm just repeating every day, if you don't find anything to talk about in history, you don't find a problem with the Bible and stuff like that, you need to go eat your food, okay, and have your sex, and that's all there is to it. That's all that's all you're good for. Because I can't be here talking these knowledge, information in the World History textbook and making as much sense in what in history and what in the Bible, where I grew up. You know, you want to tell me that I'm being repetitious. It is repetitious because it's ripping your gut. It is ripping your gut that you don't think you can adjust to. Well, I'm paying the price to adjust to it. Whatever I read as a fact, you know, you don't believe stuff. Don't believe stuff. Wait until you know stuff, and when you know it, you'll find out you'll bear no burden to say you're believing it, because it is, you don't have to tell nobody that is something that you accept. You don't have to tell nobody. It will manifest. I don't have to go around telling anybody that I believe this and I believe that, but I tell you what, can I say I don't have knowledge of it? No, I cannot. If you ask me, I would have to say, yes, I have knowledge of this. But if you ask me about believing in anything, I will say, look, going down to my belief level, it's not appropriate for me to tell you about what I believe, because belief doesn't take the place of knowledge. You need to know what knowledge I have, because if I tell you what I believe, can you go anywhere with it? No, that's not the thing for you to take with you. You need to take knowledge with you so that you know where you're going and what you're doing. That's it. The distinction between words is very important. Believe don't give you knowledge. Believe give you some attitude to act upon something even though you don't know for sure, but you have some trust. That's about what it is. Is that knowledge? When you trust in something that somebody tell you, it's not knowledge. You know, it's only going to be knowledge when you prove it is true. Now, if you don't want to take what I say, I don't tell you anything at all for you to think I'm trying to gain something from you. I am not talking to gain no wealth from nobody, not begging anybody anything. What I'm talking about right now is like I am on linguistic gloves and I'm punching. And I am punching. You see? I'm punching to crack up some mental problem we don't need to have. So I'm talking the truth that is in the World History textbook. And if the faggot them want to come and say, well, then, all right, good. I have on my gloves. They tell us that we are not human beings, right? Well, they haven't told anybody lately, but they are acting it out. that they own us. You think about what I'm saying. You think about what I'm saying. When you think that you're under a dominie as a government, you are dead. You are dead. But I think something, a decay virus, is eating these white people right now. All you see they are carrying on. They are going down. They own the world. How did they come to own the world? They need to identify themselves, who they are and where they come from. They know what, not about telling you that, because they have to hide it from us. But when we find out, it's a different story. All right, so I say, I thank you for tuning into the program. And coming up to 6 o'clock, and if you want to call in, it seems like all the people that listen to me come from, outside America, you know. There's hardly anyone. I think talking these kind of stuff, you know, would bring people to argue with me. The times when I used to argue with some people, especially one guy named Michael, I don't think he will talk to me anymore. You see, because I am pretty much not the same kind of church person that leave church. I go in search of knowledge, real knowledge. And it means that when I come out and I am talking, I don't have no respect for no person at all. Now, what I mean is, I respect people. I mean, 100%. But when it comes to civilization and my knowledge of it, I can't be respect of person. Like, you say you believe you're a Christian or you're this or you're that. I can't respect that. I have to respect the knowledge of civilization, where civilization come from, who creates civilization. I can't play with that when these fucking ass white people are taking over the world and tell everybody to fuck asshole. That, no. I don't respect that. And if they think they're going to do it all the days of their life, I don't think so. We have quite a few things that's going on that we are to think about. And don't think that what is going on is going to continue going on. Not as long as I am telling it on the mountain. You see what I mean? Because ain't nobody out there that I know of can turn this dictionary upside down. Not dictionary, but I mean the world is a textbook. All I want to say is going to fall into the trash can, because this is saying something that white fucking ass people don't want to hear. Okay? And if they are faced with it, they will have to fly away. That's no joke about that. So we are coming up to a crucial point that all these fucking, homosexual culture think that they can, relax into our settlements. They're making a big mistake. A big mistake, because the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, like a tempest of hail, like a devouring storm, shall slap down to the earth with the hand. That's the time we are in right now. And so, you want to call me? It's 347-850-1358. And be in peace, and I stay in peace too. All right, let's come to this next phase. And like I say, you know, anybody want to call in and have a little chat, you know, we have another hour beyond 6 o'clock. Okay, so now we have like a good 10 minutes to call in before 6 o'clock turn to the other side. All right. So now, talking about repetition, I have been on repetition for quite some time now. Because it is required now for us to get a hold of knowledge of civilization. Who are civilized? Because these white people are telling you that they are civilized and they don't want us to have possession of what is ours because they never have anything. These white people never have anything. Don't you know that? The fact that they're millions of years and they couldn't talk and stuff, and you don't know what bring them to be talking, right? That's the way they want it to be. They don't want us to know. But I am out of that line right now. Definitely. I'm out. The gods change. You see? He changed the tune. And so I have to mind this business. Right? Whether people want to say this or that, I have to tell the truth. And white people are faggots. They are homosexual culture. Okay? All the troubles that I have read that they have done ever since they start talking and destroying the Bronze Age and steal everything, I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of them. And they think by now that they control everything. They don't control anything. They control our fear of them. That's what they control because the Bible there is holding us tight, tight, tight. You see what I mean? That don't hold me no more. Nothing that these white people are about is holding me. Okay? I am no longer in that chain of bondage. So now, this is the kind of subject matter I am talking about frequently for there are people out there that are listening to what I'm saying. There are people. But I feel strongly so that a lot of them are trying to get the energy in, right? That's what I think because they are listening. And I am glad that they are listening. And nobody don't have to talk to me because I talk, you know, on the air to people and I'm talking like they're right here sitting in front of me. You see, I feel that presence, you know, and see signs that tells me people are listening. It don't cost them anything besides spend some time or something like that to like look into what I am saying. And see whether or not I'm a nut job or something like that. Or do they become more, you know, more alert and more lightened up, you know, in their dark places of their mind like I used to. I'm not looking for anything else. You know, I just know that I love this. I love this. And I love the person I become. I'll be dead and gone. And so this is the most precious time. So I'm ready to box with anybody who wants to come and like show me a different way, right? Come show it to me, right? So you have some more time. Well, you have some more time to talk to me. 347-850-1358. And you can always write me at www.timothyaldred.com. Yeah, so it's Timothy, TimothyAldred, Timothy Aldred. Write me and tell me anything you want to tell me, because I deal with anything that you're writing and tell me. It's a long time now I haven't heard from anybody, right? But listen, if nobody writes me, it doesn't mean that I'm going to slow down and stop talking what I'm saying. I mean, this is a job that I am assigned to talk about. You see, Because if anybody is fearless, it's me. If I found failure in what I am saying, I would fizzle out a long time ago. But I know what I'm saying is self-evident. It's true. And I don't want no companion with this. You see what I mean? I want to have, you know, a company with people who are able to think the same way, who see words like I do. What do I say? I don't say anything else, because if I tell you I want to see us see words the same way, it means that I don't want to see it different from you. I want to see it the way you see it. But the thing is, we have a way to know whether or not we're seeing it right. There are always tests that we can take to find out, are we in tune with words? You know, see what I mean? I have to go through that in order to be who I am. So I'm clean, okay? And you talk to me and you can, you know, you can have a good time to discover stuff that you want your human to become. You see, because those of us who are civilized, we have that potential inside of us. Although we have been injured, but we can make well. All right. Human ethnic civilization begins in Mesopotamia. Mark what it says. Observe what it says. Human ethnic civilization. It doesn't say the gods. It means because human being ethnic. The ethnic human being are created by the gods. They give us their blood and make us hybrid human beings, anatomically created in Africa, in South Africa. That's what it is. This world is been here and keep on going. And when we don't know, it's just like, it's they, you know, it's like, planet has no identity. Basically, the planet didn't have an identity when I was growing up. You know, I'm seeing, you know, to me, it's like Jamaica was the world at large. You know what I mean? Only because of these sodomite white people and the church. You see, I was deprived of knowing what the universe is. All right? No more. So Mesopotamia is a place that become populated, the gods, as develop the hybrid people, taught them what they wanted us to know. Then you have the Sumerian going to Mesopotamia there, where that river that runs through there would begin to supply a lot of energy, filling things, for the people to start agricultural development. That was Mesopotamia, the first big human civilization that began. So remember, civilization started with the gods that came and go into South Africa and start their mission there, right? And wind up doing a whole lot of things. Now you have these white people are saying civilization started our beginning. They are, their concept and philosophy is not to go by the civilized history. It's to make up their own sodomite philosophy and way of life. You got to get that. So they are skewing what history says. Because if you notice, these white people with the church, they deny that we were created by the God's blood, you know? Do you know that? That's why they write the Bible the way they do and talk about Adam and Eve in a garden. So they're actually using our history and twist it to suit them faggot self, you know, seed. So when you know that, you don't speak nicely about these white people at any time. Because no matter how you hear them talking like they are nice and sweet or something like that, they are sour. White people are sour. Not unless they identify our existence, chase these fucking us all white people out our territory. They must leave our territory because they are only good for fucking us all and pretend that they are civilized. Get their fucking ass back to Europe. Right? They only know to fool our civilization with guns and all kind of a sodomy industries. That's all they know to do. So if you think white people are nice, you ask the history and you see what you hear. They want people to think that civilization starts only in Mesopotamia. If you read the oral history textbook, you'll find out it's not true. The name comes from a Greek word meaning between rivers, referring to the land between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Do you know who? You know that the Bible deny that the gods came here and dredged the rivers, the four rivers, Tigris, Euphrates, and the other two? The Bible deny it. The church that you're going to deny everything about our creation. Today, Mesopotamia occupies modern Iraq. Why do they say modern Iraq? The Sodomites take over Iraq. And they, Sodomites, are the modern power that is controlling Iraq. The historical region, historical, not based upon these Sodomites or these modern man. Historical means the gods and the ethnic people, the hybrid people. That's what historical means. All of these places are established by the gods, and we are the heirs to control it by kingship. AD Anno Domini is shit house nonsense by these Sodomites. Okay? Now, if they don't like what I'm saying, why don't they, you know, come on out, take the history book, and show it to the world. This guy is nonsense. He's a nutcase. Why won't they do that? Can't do it. The historical region includes also the head of the Persian Gulf. This was where the gods splashed down when they came to earth. And southeast Turkey, west Iran, northern Syria, and northern Kuwait. History of Mesopotamia, history of the region in southern Asia, where the world's earliest civilization developed. The name comes from a Greek word meaning between rivers. referring to the land between the Tigris and the Euphrates. But the region can be broadly defined to include the area that is now eastern Syria, southern Turkey, most of Iraq. The region was the center of a culture whose influence extended throughout the Middle East and as far as the Indus Valley, Egypt, and the Mediterranean covers the history of Mesopotamia from the historic period of the Arab conquest in the 7th century CE. And CE is Christian era, right? So you know what I'm reading here is a valid piece of history, but they are plugging a lot of foolishness in here. All right? Who would be talking about 7th century? Before they say AD, they say CE. Nonsense. For the history of the region in the succeeding periods, see Iraq history. For a discussion of the religions of the ancient Mesopotamia, see Mesopotamian religion. See also heart of architecture, Mesopotamia. Mesopotamian. All right, my friends, that's about what I have to say today. And I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I wish you all the knowledge that you can gain. I have a disclaimer. I don't intend to say anything to anybody should obligate you to believe what I say. I don't want nobody to believe anything I say. According to the church philosophy that we know, what I say there is not acceptable, but it is the right thing for me to say because I am not trying to deceive anybody, right? I strictly direct people in my attitude when I talk. You gain a knowledge for yourself and make it be yours, your conviction, not mine, because I am talking about things that I have read about. And it is not proper for me to talk to somebody for them to believe what I say. I'm not a preacher in church. I'm not preaching anything. I am bringing to you information in all the given ways that I present things. I present it to be knowledge. And it means, don't feel any way about me and what I say, because you have the right to look into it and to make yourself the judge of what I say. Now, why should you be a judge? People today are saying something from the Bible. about what Jesus say. Well, I'm telling you, Jesus never existed. So when you hear people saying Jesus say this, Jesus never exists to say anything, right? So I'm directing you to the history that tells us, prehistory, Sumerian history. You see, it is a civilization in Mesopotamia by the Sumerians that begins with the gods over South Africa. Okay? You should know if that is true, what I'm saying. So why should you believe something I say that you don't really know? And if you don't really know, don't have any conviction about what I say, because you need to know. So you have got to have cause to understand it and find it before you should be comfortable with what you have inside of you. It's not good to believe in something and act upon it that you don't know. That's what I've been in church since age 7 until I was like almost 60 years of age. It was not my knowledge. It was that which I was taught in church and reading the Bible. You see, and the Bible is not certified as a history at all. And we are so bound to the church teaching. And I'm telling you, these are the Sodomite people them who have established a human world where everybody is given a little something to believe different from the other. This is the trick of these white people, because they make the church be like, oh, everybody set up the church. And it's not true. It's them. It's them. But because we don't know where they are coming from in history, they can do anything they want. And that's what they are doing. They will take away the last draws that you wear, and you will say, praise the Lord. Because you think they are sent from God, these fucking conversion sodomite people them. That's all they want us to do. And what I'm saying is not a lie. I'm going to read you some things that they have in their official document. And before I do, I am going to make a little music here. Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole. I will be right back. Just a moment.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Thank you. soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay, now, my friends, the fact that things have happened, bad things have happened to the civilized people. Civilized people equal this civilized world. You have got to see the distinction between civilized people and uncivilized people. White people today are behaving like they're civilized. That's all they're doing. However, when you compare the historical data that tells you when white people ancestry were evolved, right? And it is telling you that they evolved. If they did not evolve, they wouldn't have a teaching about evolution, you know. They would not, about Darwin's theory and all that. They evolved by nature. For at least 3.5 million years ago, right? And they were apes. They never spoke. So like I tell you, things that we should find out. We should find out now, how did they come to talk? Because, look, there are a lot of animals around here from long ago. Right? Their ancestors from long ago. And they are here today. The subgroup live as, you know, we have them here today. So these white people look at them for real. And in as much as they interbreed with civilized people, you still see nature of animals in them. You still see that. Because how much of them look like human, but them are homosexual? You ever said, see, those they say, you know, like sissy, you know, I mean, feminist and all that kind of thing. Man, you know, treating other man like they have mixed up blood inside of them, man. Okay? Dictation that they do to us, it has destroyed us big time. So I'm going to read some of the things that they have made up. An imitation. Everything the gods set up on earth, they imitate it from A to Z. And if we don't get to find out, we will perish forever. Now, I come into one of their primary documents, official document. And you need to get the link to this document. I'm going to tell you what the link is. The Puritans Christian Agenda. For those of you who need confidence in yourself, it's going to take knowledge of history to put confidence inside of you. Because as long as you linger around with believing Christianity and Christianity offers people belief syndrome. When you have belief syndrome, you don't care about getting knowledge for anything, right? Belief syndrome. That's what you get, believe in Jesus, because Jesus never exists, and they make up a whole bunch of donkey monkey stuff that I tell you about Jesus, and Jesus never exists. Not even in the Bible you cannot find Jesus exists. And when I tell you that, you know, if I am mad about anything. Now, you can test me, because if you cannot test when somebody is crazy, you are in bad shape, you know. Now, these white people, everything that they are doing here today is imitation, because they couldn't talk until they can talk with African hybrid people, right? 3.5 million years, they didn't talk a word beside make stone tools. Must I, like, yell this for you? No, I don't think so. But I'm telling you, and giving you situation to make it easy for you to find knowledge in what I'm saying, that you can also explain to people your knowledge. You can't explain believe. Okay? So now I'm telling you how you find the link. Christian, the Puritan Christian agenda. You get it? And you can find this link on Microsoft. Find it on Microsoft in the in the search engine on Microsoft browser, right? Find it on Microsoft browser. This is the latest place that I see that they have it, because I don't think that they have it on Chrome. I don't know if they put it back on Chrome, but I know they had moved it from Chrome and put it on Microsoft. So as a sub, the link I told you, the Puritans Christian agenda, you will find it on Microsoft, right? Find this on Microsoft browser. There is a subtopic they have, or a general topic. You would go there, you would find this place where the article is. I give you the link for the article itself with the title I just told you, The Puritan's Christian Agenda. Now, you can come on the site by Googling, not Google, let's see here. You could also come to this site by a different title. And I think any one of them you use, if you prefer to go direct to the article, it would bring you here. But the general title for the entire document is True Disciple. True Disciple. But it is only spelled TrueDisciple. Spell disciple, it ended with an L, CIPL, right? DisciPL. Oh, D-I-C-E-P-L-E, discipleship. Okay, I see. It's only like broken up into two parts. All right, so it is discipleship. Right? You can Google that. Discipleship, and it will take you here, and it tell you about home, different subject matter it covers, like home, you have home, you have who we are, panol, is panol, news commence, misunderstood verses, letters to editor, general topics, question and answer, health and nutrition, poems, biblical subjects, blog. Okay, listen. Let me tell you something. For us to have a rival like white people who settle all around the world and come and beat us out of where we live, right? It's a very bad situation. It is a bad situation to understand that we are broken down mentally to believe what these people say. You know, you have the Jehovah's Witness, you have the Seventh-day Adventists, you have all of these places that we all now grow up into, some one of them, the Islam and all that. And none of these things are civilized. None. None. And why do they, look, you have to know that something is wrong with these white people. Why they put up these institutions and seek to draw the African people into their institution. Because what? Their objective is to destroy the civilized people and bring it to a sodomite world on earth. That is their objective. No. So you see the reason why they go after interbreeding with our species? They couldn't get here through their species because they will be homosexual for all of their lives. But now they decide to mingle, get our blood, and make them wiser, and we more stupid. Stupid unless we regain knowledge, we are never going to be what we are supposed to be, or what we was. We can't. So they raise up their institution and rival civilization. Everything that the gods give to civilization, they come and grab it, you see, and make it be like their own. But I'm telling you, they're wearing clothes instead animal skin. You see, they adapt every style we have. I mean, listen, look here, like I tell you, they only make stone tools. So what do they have otherwise? What can they do otherwise? They're not living by stone tools today. So everything that they have, they get it from the African people. I mean, do you have a problem to see that? And they come with the church and then use us, once they break us down, they use us to preach their gospel? Listen, Puritan Christian agenda. Listen carefully to what they say and understand this is their outreach that pull in African people to them. All right? One of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelical today is that America had essentially Christian origin. It's a lie. They rest heavily on an appeal, listen, to the Puritan heritage as the most faggot influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. We swallow that. If it were shown that the Puritans who settled America did not establish truly Christian cultural principles that were in some important ways perpetuated, then a strong suspicion might be raised that the entire case for a now lost Christian America rests on rather nebulous foundation. The Search for Christian America, page 28. Listen, my friend, listen. You're talking about challenge? Oh, they are really, really, really onto a serious challenge, man. Okay? If you don't get read and get knowledge, they sink you down into their faggot, fucking honest hole. That's where they, how many African people you see gone now? Men want men to suck them and fuck their ass and stuff. I see them on TV though. I see them on TV. You see what I mean? And there are reports. African people are coming out of coming out of the closet. No, that never happened until since 2600 years ago. No, because absolutely, it's not in history that African people were ever gay. You see, before 100,000 years ago. You see, they are the one who is writing and trying to fix up situation to say that African people were gay. These fucking ass white, and some of them, behaving and dressing and carrying on like, oh, they don't belong to, that culture. That's the culture that they belong to, man. Why are they in America? You know, they fool you that you must go vote for them in a democracy, into Republican or Democrats. They fool African people. That is a government. You see? And they are telling you, oh, we are, yearning after their culture. That's what they're writing there, I just read to you. Listen more of what they say, which is true. They have won over a lot of our people from one dimension to another, and I was a part of that. I was a Christian. But believing that Christianity will lead me to a holy place in heaven. Okay? So that's where a lot of African people are. You can't tell them otherwise. Okay? So they decide to mingle. They don't have any choice once they become a Christian, but to mingle up with all the old bunch of corrosive things that Christianity allow on the planet. Listen to this. If you don't know yet that white people objective in America is not just wealth, it's to change us to be sodomite. And I'm going to read it to you. The fact is the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. What is today's dominion kingdom dominion reconstruction is teaching. Do you know what that is? Christianity. And lump up Christianity is its lie at the very foundation. So the little things that they thought that may make some sense and sound good, you can't depend on that. You have to depend on your conviction when you were born. Right? When you were born, everything is determined on when you were born. And you grow up to be an adult. But that baby is still inside of you. These folks are telling us that they are homosexual and they know it. And they are saying that the pilgrim of back in the 16th century, they come to America they said they are forerunners of Christianity. For Christianity was existing long, almost 2,000 years before the 19th century, right? These white people know that they are faggots, and yet still they are making up all kind of a system to lure African people into their faggot way of life. And that's what the Bible is about. When you think that the Bible of salvation and Jesus, you can't find any foundation of truth about God that make Adam and Eve in a garden. You can't find it regardless of where in the Bible, you can't find it. You're only believing a whole bunch of fucking trash where these white people are spewing. Okay? And they are telling you that when they came here the first time in the 16th century, this is Christianity they were bringing. Okay? So, kingdom, dominion, reconstruction is teaching. So, when these folks get our blood and begin to do what they are doing here, this is what ruin our civilization, you know? Exactly. If you go back and read history, you will find nothing but corruption of these people. You see? But we are tracing where they come from. And if we don't understand that and accept these are the circumstances that destroy the African people, well, you will always go to church and be under kingdom dominion reconstruction is teaching. The bottom line that these people expect is that one day, using their AD and Adam and fucking nonsense law, they will take us finally to be sodomites. You can be an unbeliever, and you can be someone who will never accept things like what I'm saying, but I'm not telling you anything to believe. Come read this stuff and see what your judgment will bring to you. We are in a bad shape, and I am endeavor to tell you what I know, okay? And like I say, you do not believe what I say, because what I'm saying, it's in writing, okay? This right here, what I'm reading, it's history. This, what they have written, is history, because they are real. They exist, and it comes from them. History? No. But it is history generated by beings. They are beings. They are, you know, they are writing and making sense with what they are saying, and it's for us to interpret what they are saying. So what I'm saying to you, this is history, what they have written about themselves. The Puritans believe that they were carrying to America true Christianity that never exists in the world before their time, before A.D. and Adam and Eve. There was no church, no Christianity at all. The Puritan believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God. not the God, not in our history. It's not in our history. And you may think that it's all right, even though it's not in our history. It's not all right. Only the record of the past makes sense. Okay? Especially as written in the Old Testament. Who write the Old Testament? The Old Testament lie about Adam and Eve in a garden and about a talking serpent. So what is in the Old Testament that interests an African person? They believe too that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by God to be New Israel, a theocratic city on a hill. Listen again, more. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Tans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel, my friends. That's where they kick us out from and talk about it's all about Jesus that save us and die on the cross, right? Old Testament law was directly, if not exclusively, incorporated in the legal system of New England. The Massachusetts Bay of Libraries of 1641 stated that if any man after legal conviction shall have or worship any other god, the Lord God, little God. They're just mocking. You see? Because they don't really believe any real God. Because they are coming from apes. They don't talk. They don't have anything to do with any God at all. But since they get blood and they are on another frequency, this is the kind of behavior that they produce. If you don't have the history, you'll be confused as hell. I was. No more. He shall be to death. Death was also prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murderer, even sodomy, homosexuality. They're just mocking. Because that's what they are. Adultery and kidnapping. You see, these white people, this is, you don't understand them, you need to understand them, okay? Because they are establishing a little for you, a little for them, a little for all around, you know, see what I mean? So you only get to know them when you read and know their origin completely. So it goes on. Old Testament texts were copied directly into the New England law books. The most notorious case of major miscarriage of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft executions. And they go on to tell you the search for Christian America, PP 34 to 35. All right, it goes on to say more. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people. You imagine this? Replacing national Israel. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Pilgrims' treatment of the Native Americans. You hear that? You hear they tell us how we want their culture and everything like that? Listen what they say now. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they clued that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. You hear that? Mm-hmm. Kingdom Dominion Reconstruction is teaching. All right? Now, the African Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission to convert the Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ, my friends. This is the next portion I'm going to read, and I'm going to, like, you know, cut it right here. There are a lot more. This is a big document that they have, and I'm reading this page that is long, load up with a lot of this stuff here. All right, but I'm going to stop it on this next paragraph. You hear what them say? It is okay for them to slaughter us in the name of Christ. When we, as African people, worshiping Christ, we don't understand, really, that it come from these white people who never spoke no language and how they get to talk because of blood them get from us by interbreeding. And them turn we into idiots. Because why can't we see this? Why can't we see it? The example of Puritan yes? For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God, the big God. Captain John Mason declared, "God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies." That's what they do, my friend. Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritans, Indians, and Manifest Destiny. And all the pages are written here. Converting the pagans for God was acceptable to the Puritans. But killing the pagans, they call the black people, right? For the Lord was also acceptable. My friend, we got to be blind. We have got to be blind. Like I say, the blood that they give to us and they get from us, two ways. They got worse in a way. But they wouldn't think that they got worse because they get to do all the criminal things and say they are ruling with making government and make laws and everything like that. But if they knew what they were doing, they wouldn't do that. That's the thing that is really, really that is devastating. These here acting like they are humans because of what they did, and they don't know their own danger. But they drag us down to accept what they do. Listen what they say. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And I'm going to close with this song. I'm going to close this. Yes. All right. Fools die for, fools die for wisdom. And this is my favorite artist of mine, Peter Tosh. Let's hear it, Peter Tosh. Thank you.
got to build a better nation. Clean up your creation. Or there will be no future for you, you and me. The lips of the righteous, it teaches many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is ill-completed. Fixation of the soul vanity, destruction of poor people is poverty.